Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Wednesday, November 12, 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it is 9:08 and change. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, broadcasting today from the United States of America. I could prove it. Because we're going to be operating our government again. It's also the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John Basiliga and his great restaurant, the number one fine dining restaurant in Northeast Pennsylvania, Aterra 519, where 10% of the receipts tonight will be going to charity. And those veterans lost this year, but celebrated today, thanks to John. August Walzer, Orfield, Curtis Fratamico, West Scranton, and Norton Greening, Voorhees, New Jersey, formerly of Scranton. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, yes, I lost my place on my script, where the founding fathers are incredible, amazing, irreplaceable founding fathers understood that government could not be, should not be, and would not be our parent, our guide, our direction, our salvation. Not any of these things. But the government should be nothing more than necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. Freedom couldn't be parceled out to groups. It couldn't be controlled by government or government officials because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press, no matter what they do with it. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic. And so, because of our commitment to common sense, we can gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, ensuring that that commitment will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you for the balance of the morning, when so many are out there with Trump derangement syndrome. I was just talking to Nancy, Exhibit A, and they're just telling you lies. It's astonishing. Absolutely astonishing. I listen and I watch and observe and I cannot believe what I hear out of people, and that it doesn't get, in most cases, it doesn't get any kind of resistance from the media or others. Like, well, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Did you hear Obama? Did you hear Obama about Obamacare? Every marker that was put out, that was laid out for Obamacare, it has failed to achieve. In fact, has done the exact opposite. It's insane. And yet Obama will come and try to, maybe that's why most people do not listen to him. When he comes and campaigns or does whatever, it's insane. Now, a lot of people, and with justification, have complained, well, wait, what have the Republicans done about healthcare? I've got my own healthcare plan, which I did since 1985. I think it's the only thing that makes sense. And that is, we get rid of Medicare and Medicaid. And the government pays according to need only. Not according to age. According to need only. The government pays private health insurance premiums in whole or in part, depending on income. And everyone will have the same private health insurance. Not same company. The same options. Now, they're going to, and I hope they get close to that, they're going to have a, I guess they're calling a MAHA summit, Make America Healthy Again, but this is, I should say, Make America Covered Again. It could be a MACA summit. And I made note of a couple of things. It's just... it's fascinating. You watch what these people do. And the government shutdown, what did it prove? It's supposed to end at about 4 o'clock today. Now, I'm told, and we'll find out if it's reliable, and I'm told that Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's she's just in her own lane, she is going to vote for reopening the government. But Massey, who I don't have any use for him. I really don't. It's not like a principled Rand Paul thing, which I love Rand Paul, even when I disagree with him. And it's just crazy. But the government shutdown, if it proved anything, it proved there's too much government. There's too much government involvement in our daily lives. And by the way, that was just the federal government. There's too much. And one of the most telling disasters, which was going to get worse and worse, and still is going to get worse before it gets better, was the air traffic control system. They were not coming to work anymore. They were not performing. I can't blame them. How would you like to? Well, okay, you're gonna go into this high stress job, and guess what? You're gonna have more stress when you go home because you can't pay your bills. So the Democrat filibuster, the Schumer shutdown, was a disgrace. And I played the clips of Schumer, of Jeffries, of Obama, everybody saying that's not the way to disagree on policy. But unfortunately, we have a Democrat Party today where a clown, and I mean a circus clown, by the name of Zohran Mamdani, a liar, a phony, an incompetent, has just been elected mayor of our largest city. And he perfectly voices the thoroughly discredited beliefs and policies of the left. He's actually ideal. But getting back to the transportation system, Pete Buttigieg, it's just a little worm, an incompetent worm. He was in charge of the transportation department for 4 years. Do you remember? This tells you everything. Do you remember when he took the ride in and when he got a block away from his office, they pulled the bike out of the back and he rode the bike into the office? It tells you everything you know need to know about this fool. Well, he's complaining about transportation and the shutdown's effect, particularly on airlines. He's the guy who spent $80 to $90 billion on DEI programs instead of on new computer systems for traffic control, air traffic control. You can't make up how awful these people are. You can't exaggerate how awful they are. And Chuck Schumer, holy cow, here's a phony exposed. A disgusting phony exposed and now hated by normal people and the lunatic left. Love it. Absolutely love it. Hoist on his own petard. And I got to say this. Guys, they've been reprehensible in the past with statements and beliefs and votes and policies. A guy like Dick Durbin, though, he's retiring. Fine. And that probably gave him the courage to be normal for one flash. But eight guys, and I got to give our guy Fetterman credit, I will never vote for him. I promise you. Because I think he's disgraceful walking around with his hoodies and that silly teenager act. And I also know he's a left winger, and I know what he votes for. Left wing lunacy. But his statements and his stand is to be lauded. He stood against the lunatic left of his party, the Trump derangement syndrome gang in his political party. So you had a total of eight Democrats. Good for them. They did the right thing. Government will reopen. The damage is done, but is recoverable. And we'll see what happens. I this afternoon, I guess the vote's supposed to be about 4 o'clock in the House. And then it could immediately go to the president. And we'll start reopening the government, start paying people, SNAP benefits, all that. So Rob O'Donnell will let you know during his show what happens. We're going to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. Hope you had a great Veterans Day. We're going to be playing veterans, still doing tributes to veterans, obviously, as we do every day, not just November 11th. But we're going to be playing our patriotic music and all of that. So we'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Lee Greenwood and that amazing anthem. Bob Cadaro back. I hope you enjoyed your Veterans Day and hope you thought about the amazing contributions our veterans have made. And one of the reasons we do the veterans tribute, and thank you, as always, to John Basiliga and his companies. You read about their lives and what they did after they served us in the military. And it's amazing. They really are and have been everything to the cohesiveness, to the strength, all of the things that our society needs. They're the fabric of our lives. They truly are. So somebody texted in. Let's see here. You need to stop lying, and you Limbaugh wannabe. Let's see. I let Barack Obama show you about Obamacare's failures. He laid out the markers, not me. He said what it was going to do, not me. Do you see the emotional, idiotic response of the left wing? It doesn't make any sense. I don't know why they don't want to make any sense. Why do you not want this to make sense? Why do you not want to call somebody out because he's on your team? It's quite amazing. It's scary, actually, that someone would, and no, people aren't dumb. People are blessed with various gifts of intellect and at various levels. But there's nobody, I truly believe this, there's nobody that is dumb. But they certainly act dumb. And that's actually scarier. If you could say, well, you know, he's just dumb. He can't, you know. Okay. There's not many people could fit in that category, but okay. But if they're willfully dumb, you've got to say, man, that's scary. Because they act against their own self-interest. There's really nothing you can do with them. And right now, this is 20% plus of the country. What can you do with them? You got to love them and move on and just steamroll right over them politically because they're too stupid to be anywhere near the controls. But who's electing Jasmine Crockett? Who's electing AOC? Who's electing Bernie Sanders? Who voted for Joe Biden? Who voted for Kamala Harris? There's something seriously wrong in the body politic. And they just make it up and they just lie, and then they're happy to be lied to. What is that? I don't understand it. Somebody texts in, Bob, you don't really think that Republicans are going to negotiate the ACA subsidies, do you? Yeah, I do. People's health care premiums are going to skyrocket. But wait a minute. It's because of Obamacare. It's not because of Republicans. The Biden administration got away with covering up for Obamacare's failures under the guise of COVID. Think about it. What would COVID have to do with your health insurance premiums? What would it have to do with them? Zero. What did have to do with them? That Obamacare's failure was becoming so obvious, so patent, that they had to cover it up. Now, here's the funnier part. Those Democrats voted with a sunset, meaning the subsidies ended. They voted for it. Not one Republican voted for it. The Democrats voted for it to end. But somehow the Republicans get the blame for these subsidies ending. Now, by the way, the reason the Republicans are going to negotiate is because they're afraid of the political backlash. And some of them don't have the guts, and probably enough of them don't have the guts to call this out just as I'm doing now and say, look, Obamacare failed. That's why I hope the summit the president's conducting today at the White House comes up with a solution. Because Obamacare has screwed up health insurance costs, health insurance deductibles. By the way, anybody who has a private plan knows it. And guess why? Your deductibles have gone up. Your premiums have gone up. Your co-pays have gone up because of Obamacare. Healthcare costs have gone up because of Obamacare. Because of government involvement in the whole system. Government's dominant involvement in the whole system. Period. That's the fact. And Obama either lied or was too dumb to know what he was promising that we ran at the beginning of the program. Maybe I got to run that every day. I might have to run that every day to show people, wait a minute, the guy lied to you. Or Obamacare failed, or both. Or as we sometimes say in Dunmore, both. It's crazy. And people are going to complain. Amazing. All right, we're going to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We will return. We've got a veterans tribute.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Our veterans tribute this day and every day, this hour and every hour, brought to you by our friend John Basaliga and Basaliga Hospitality. Hey, if you're not doing anything tonight, and I've bragged about this place forever, this Aterra 519 downtown Scranton, fancy night out for a good cause? Tonight, Feed a Friend Night at Aterra 519. 10% of every check supports United Neighborhood Services Feed a Friend program, which helps to feed 1,800 families with children this Thanksgiving. Aterra 519 tonight, and 10% of your bill goes to UNC. And families that need on Thanksgiving. August Walzer IV. He was 87 when he passed on October 29th. He celebrated 67 years of marriage just this September 25th. Born in Scranton. Devoted member of St. Joseph the Worker Catholic Church in Orfield. He was a graduate of Dunmore High School. He was a U.S. Marine Corps veteran and a former Cub Scout master. August was a branch manager for Pennsylvania Industrial in Boyertown. He had previously worked for Ransom Lift, also as a branch manager in the Wilkes-Barre and Allentown locations. He loved to hunt. He loved to fish. His wife, his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, and many other family members survive him. August Walzer IV, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Aterra 519. Feed a friend night at Aterra 519 tonight. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Ali Gallo. Today, cloudy with a few snow and rain showers, 44. Tonight, partly cloudy, 35. Thursday, some clouds and sprinkles in the morning, then sun in the afternoon, up to 46. Friday, partly sunny, and it's supposed to be about 48 degrees. There's your deal. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK on the program. And, guys, this healthcare subsidy, and again, you've got to remember and you've got to face the fact the entire Democrat Party, its leadership, its agenda, its policies are based on lies. It's based on the lies that government control of anything produces benefits. That's the most basic lie. I'm with the government and I'm here to help. They did a study, and a lot of people who have racist inclinations want to say, well, it's a city and it's the black people. Well, they did a study in Baltimore City, and then they went into the country, into the sticks, in West Virginia, I believe. After all of the poverty programs and the Great Society, and all decades later, they found the same disaster in rural and white, urban and minority. The same disaster from government programs. Broken families, poverty, massive drug abuse, crime, all of it. Their programs don't work. They're all based on lies. Yes, thank you. Somebody wrote this in. You have one journalist, and I saw a clip of this, kissing Jasmine Crockett's feet because Jasmine is supposedly for the people. And Jasmine's the one who spent $75,000 so far just this year on luxury hotels. She's for the people. Somebody points out, and this is so sadly true, the candidates leading the Democrat Party now are not serious people with any type of meaningful accomplishments or life experiences outside the bubble of either academia or government. Look at the list. Mamdani, Crockett, AOC, Bernie, Newsom, a clown show with a record of failure. Yep, you nailed it. I wish you gave us not your name. We actually like nicknames. Bob, now the Republicans are going to be forced to deliver a health care plan. Can't wait to see Trump care. Well, he's already told you what it is that the money goes to the people. And then they pay their health insurance premiums. That's the concept. Hey, a lot of details to be worked out, but that's the concept. And it's a good one. I think mine's better. But Obamacare and the $400 billion the Democrats shut the government down for, Senate Democrats, and that the House Democrats all voted for by voting against keeping the government open, was to send $400 billion to insurance companies so they would keep up the facade that these exchanges and Obamacare itself was working. So $400 billion cover-up. On top of the cover-up that was passed by all Democrats during the Biden administration. You can't make up what fools these are. So when you're a fool about basic things like, is Obamacare working? And by the way, a lot of people say, well, I don't care because it's making things cheaper for me. I don't care if it works. Just keep pumping the money in. Well, sorry, someone's got to take away the fake punch bowl. Go to the table. What do you have to tell your kids? No, no, no. You're not getting dessert until you eat dinner. I remember we had liver nights when I was a kid. Oh, my God, it even smelled. By the way, I like it now. And we would just sit there. And you'd try to cover it with mashed potatoes and ketchup. But we were not leaving the table till we finished the liver, period. That's it. Somebody's got to tell you the truth. Someone has to enforce the truth, fact, and reality against the insane left which owns the Democrat Party. You know, somebody says, geez, I wish I had $75,000 just to live. Jasmine Crocker, it's a scam for these people. Government service, put it in blanks. They got paid every step of the way. Oh, Joe Biden, he dedicated his life to others. This slime bag scumbag did nothing of the sort. He needed the prestige. He needed the recognition for his sick little brain. And then he sold the office consistently as a senator, and then he went into overdrive as vice president. Dear God, public service. Holy cow. Don't give me that. That's what they chose to do. By the way, they're not social workers. Now that you show me a majority of them, and I'll say there's somebody serving the public who could do better financially. There's somebody serving individuals. You look at United Neighborhood Centers. You look at the United Way. Go through these great charities and say, well, there it is. There's public service. Don't give me a politician. Please do not give it to me. I don't want to hear it because you're wrong. All right, we got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll be back. Nice. Trace Atkins, still a soldier. On this Veterans Day week, Bob Cadaro with you on WILK. Somebody texted in. My wife just brought something to my attention. Every day is like Festivus for you. You get to air your grievances. LTS. Well, I mean, they're justifiable grievances, much more than George Costanza's father. The airing of grievances. Yes. That's what the show is, I guess, right? You made me laugh out loud. I don't say LOL. I actually laugh out loud, or I don't. One or the other. But you made me laugh out loud. Somebody said, texted in, it's funny how socialists want the government to do everything and then don't know what to do when the government can't feed them. Like, SNAP. Yeah, I know. Somebody texts in about Trump. Remember, Trump says a lot of things. And I used to find it irritating. I don't anymore. I just let him do it. Let him think out loud. That's fine by me. But he says someone says Trump is giving us. Well, he's said he wants to give $200,000, I don't know if it was to each family, each person, whatever, from the tariff money collected. Just curious, though, do you think he's going to send that and the $5,000 from Doge that he promised us together? He just says things. And by the way, you know, and I don't want any of that. The government is in hock beyond its eyeballs. Period. They're not going to give any money back to any taxpayers. We're going to have reasonable tax rates, corporate and individual. The country will prosper. We have to still cut government by 50%, in my view. Then we'll find out where to cut. That's what we need to do. It's really ridiculous. And we have, inside this government, we have, sadly, frighteningly, left-wingers who hate the people of the United States and the country and its concepts as it was founded. We just elected one of those haters as mayor of New York. Now, you could go through the squad. I mean, you want to talk about, let's talk about actual dumb. I was saying before there aren't any actual dumb people. Well, I'm sorry. I think there are. I've got to retract part of that statement. Please don't tell me Bernie Sanders is not the dumbest person on the planet. I want you to listen to him speak. And by the way, eloquence is not an indication of intelligence. Virtually everything Bernie Sanders espouses is based on lies. Does that make him dumb? Yes, it does. AOC, Crockett, the leadership of the Democrat Party, they're actually dumb. Now, are you willfully stupid or are you doing it for a purpose? It doesn't matter. Mostly they're doing it for selfish purposes. These people have zero self-awareness. They have no relationship with fact, truth, or reality. Ask Bernie Sanders, what socialist, communist system has worked for the people in history? Ask him. Nobody ever asks him that. They just let him spout off about gibberish. And all of his adherents are either willfully stupid or stupid. Now, what's the difference? Seriously. What is the difference to us? They're both equally damaging. Now, I was really talking in reference to their followers, their adherents, the people who say, oh, Bernie's great, you know, dumb or willfully dumb. So they vote that way. They go to, like, I was listening to the morning show on the way in, waiting for the weather, and they're talking about the Kyle Rittenhouse thing. He's coming into town. This is the kid who went to defend his cousin's business, his cousin's place of business during the BLM riots, summer of 2020. And these people attacked him and they were beating him and he used the gun he had. Now, was the people who got shot, were they willfully stupid, not only for being there, because they were based on a lie, these protests, but they were so ignorant of facts, truth, and reality that they were beating on a guy with an AR-15. Again, completely divorced from fact, truth, and reality. And Rittenhouse had to shoot him so they wouldn't get killed. And in the climate of the day, he was found not guilty by reason of self-defense. It was clearly self-defense. All you do is watch. So is the kid a hero? No, but he's a symbol. He's a symbol. And an important one. That sometimes, even in the midst of left-wing lunatic hysteria, common sense wins. All right, my Bacardo jeweler watch, and they've got all kinds. You got to go into this jewelry store on Spruce Street and Jefferson Avenue, Scranton. Caddy Corner from the Radisson. Raymond Weil, Breitling, Oris, Longines, Michelle, Shinola, Luminox, Swiss Army, Seiko, Tory Burch, Victorinox, Bulova, G-Shock. That was one I was missing. I was just telling Alex that the other day. I miss G-Shock. Now I've got it written down. Amazing watch store. Yeah, well, that watch store and the Bacardo Jewelers watch store tell me that the time is 10:01 and change. In fact, it's 10:02. That means we got to go to the news. But we'll be back.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.